Meditation is not all that it seems to be. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Ideas on meditation are rife. They're everywhere present, and yet nobody pays much attention to it. To meditate means to think about. We think about ideas, we think about concepts, we think about thoughts. How do we think about these thoughts? That's the big question. How do we think about anything? When you meditate on something, you give it your attention. Scientists are great meditators, perhaps more marvelous meditators than we could ever have given them credit for. But scientists are great meditators. And scientists are meditating all of the time about things that are of interest to them. A scientist will cogitate, meditate, think about some chemical formula or some reaction, or, for instance, he's a scientist in the field of botany, and he's thinking about plants, or a scientist in zoology, and he's thinking about animals. He may be a scientist in a thousand things. He may be a scientist of being a parent. Parent? Scientist? That's right. Because he's thinking about what it is to be a parent. Now, what is it to be a parent? How do you meditate on being a parent? Well, you meditate on being a parent by seeing in your heart all things exactly like you like it to be. Now, you don't see your children being unkind and unruly. You see your children being happy and harmonious. You meditate on that which you wish to bring forth. The scientist in his chemical laboratory meditates upon the formula that he'd like to have to fulfill a particular goal he has in mind. A parent meditates on the formula that he has in mind that he'd like to bring forth in his family, and his children, and her children. And as the parent does this, then the children respond to that. And out of that are born all of the great wonders of the world. Because our children are the wonders of the world, truly. They are the ones who bring forth into this universe the most magnificent expressions of all love, all peace, all harmony, and all goodness that we could ever imagine. Meditating on parenthood. Meditating on scientific thinking. Meditating on my business. Meditation is to think about. And that means that's something that we do a great deal. What is it we would like to demonstrate in our world? Meditate on it and bring it forth. Meditate on whatever it is you would like to bring forth in your world, and you'll bring it forth. Meditate on wholeness and right action and peace and health and harmony. Meditate on spiritual illumination. To me, that's quite an experience. A person who is in bliss, you ask no other question of them. A person who is in a state of bliss, you do not say, are you a successful person? Are you a happy person? Are you a wealthy person? Are you a healthy person? Are you a beautiful person? A person who is in bliss, who is in spiritual illumination, who is in spiritual awareness, how wonderful that is living in a state that has no comparisons on the physical or the divine world. It's an is. Now, meditate on that for a while. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, so to speak. Give that your attention. Give that your awareness. Give that your one total attitude that brings it forth in some beautiful, fantastic way. Yes, bliss is wonderful. You're eating an ice cream cone and you're in bliss. You're kissing someone and you're in bliss. You're hearing beautiful music and you're in bliss. You're going to sleep and ready to drift off, and you're in bliss. And that moment of kickoff, you're not even aware of. 1 minute you're awake, and the next minute you're asleep. It may take a few minutes in between as you unwind or let go of the day's confusions or the things that disturb you, but then your meditation is complete, and you are feeling relaxed. You are feeling fabulous. So long as you tell yourself that you are not in bliss, you are not in happiness, you're meditating on those things and empowering it. So long as you say, I am in bliss, I am bliss, harmony, bliss, peace, happiness, as long as you say that, that's what you empower, and that's what you experience. That's what I empower, and that's what I experience. And that's all that makes my world go around, living in a constant state of bliss and happiness, harmony, peace, and love. It's a wonderful thing to do. Bliss. A deep breath. Let it all out. All out, all out. Do that 4 or 5 times. Do that 4 or 5 times before you enter into meditation. And when you do that, your meditation is almost a instant leap. Bah! You're into it. And you're peaceful. 4 or 5 breaths, deep breaths, and let them all out. And then watch your meditation take off in a beautiful, dynamic way on whatever is in your heart. And it is now fulfilled. Have a lovely day and a lovely life and a lovely world. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.